So that was Brian Eno with Sky Saw, the first track tonight from our Brian Eno Eclectic inspired fun mega session. What do you think of Brian Eno?
I like him. I liked him in that opera we saw.
The one with the dog shaped horse mask.
Yeah. The English National Opera.
I like the fact that he's been balding since the mid-70s, at least. That really turns me on in a man.
only half of his head is bald.
The front half.
Now it's just the back half.
Now it's the whole half. But him and Patrick Stewart have that sort of infinite baldness thing going. They look younger the older they get.
I think he's got a hairy bum.
We're not talking about that tonight. What should we play next, Holly? On that in our Brian Eno inspired mega mix.
I don't know.
Okay, well, I'm going to put something on that inspired Brian Eno himself rather than was inspired afterwards.
Orbital.
Want to put Orbital on? That's later, Holly. That's the 90s. That's our youth. I might play some Harmonia.
Never heard of him.
Well, I think it's a few. There's a few of them in this group. I'm trying to find out the year, but I can't see it. Here we go. Let's see what the year is.
Boring to play it.
So this is from 1974, which was around the time that Eno was. You don't care. Holly doesn't care. This is Watootsie by Harmonia.
We'll be right back.
Patagonia with Watutsi, and I don't know if they're contemporaries of Brian, but they definitely inspired his ambient creations, and I think they were more contemporary with bands like Can. What would you say? Okay.
Never heard of him.
So now we're going to play something that was more directly connected to Brian. I think he definitely had his fingers in this pie. Pinheads. A lot of people get a bit bored of Talking Heads talk. I'm actually one of them. But you like them, don't you, Holly?
Never heard of him.
You never heard of him? So this is Talking Heads. Would you like to say a little bit about this album? Maybe you've got more of a connection to it than I have.
Yeah, if it was a pie, Brian Eno would have put his finger in it and swirled it around.
Before they put the pastry on?
Yeah. After.
After the pastry.
Cooked pie. Whisked it about with his finger until it was like a big jelly, pie jelly.
That's Holly's input on Talking Heads. This is from their album, More Songs About...
Buildings and food.
And the pie, is that the pie?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is...
And the building is...
The finger.
No. Buckingham Palace.
Buckingham Palace. Thanks, Holly. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if everyone will please gather down here in front of the show, we're going to have a free show. We're going to bring some of the strange people out here so you can see them and have them perform for you. So everyone, please gather right down here. Right down in close to the platform, please, and look the children right up front. Here you're going to be entertained. Mr. and Mrs. Goodpoint, the light of the neon, shining through his body from within. Soft, silken black hair, the lady with a full beard, just like any man would be proud to have the world's strangest married couple, the alligator skin man, and his wife, Priscilla, the chest of him. His skin is so thick and gross, you can hardly penetrate it. When he walks in front and angles grow directly from his hips, silky black hair that goes over her entire face and body, and the white hair grows from the body of the boy. Watch, just like a finger, crushing the horizon. Now, as promised, watch the man follow the sword. But please understand me correctly. No other thing is great. 5 minutes from now, the sale will be open as the price of admission will be cleared out. That's the price of admission. Only $2.
That was Talking Heads, followed by Orbital from their 1994 album Snivelization with I Wish I Had Duck Feet, which apparently was named in homage of a Dr. Seuss book called I Wish I Had Duck Feet. I only found today I'm the master of research. That's what it is, Holly. You are listening to Machine Machine and Wired Radio, and tonight we're playing music inspirational to, inspired by and of Brian Eno, because tonight on BBC4 there's a Brian Eno special. Are you excited?
On Arena.
Tina. And if as soon as they mention either U2 or Coldplay, I'm going to switch off. I'm going to switch on to ITV. That's where the quality entertainment is on a Friday night at 9 o'clock. What's on ITV tonight? Midsummer Murders.
3 episodes of Coronation Street.
Oh, you're probably right, actually, yeah. It's a Coronation Street omnibus. Yeah, this is Brian Eno night, and we're going to play something that's not Brian Eno now, but was perhaps inspirational to or inspired by Brian Eno. What do you think, Holly? What should we play? We've got loads of things here.
Some Brian Eno?
Should we play some Brian? Okay, we're going to play some Brian Eno. This is off Here Come the Warm Jets, another 1974 creation, and it's called Needle in the Camel's Eye.
Just give you one more.
This is Sound and Vision by David Bowie.
In the way that music now is. Well, the important thing about tape is that it transforms something that existed in time and therefore wasn't durable into something that exists in space and is durable, and is not only durable but is malleable in lots of different ways. Once music is recorded on tape, it's just pieces of ferrous oxide on plastic, and it can therefore be chopped about, switched around, put together in different orders, stretched, compressed, whatever. So what tape did and what recording did for music was to turn a transient medium into a plastic medium. And it did something quite unique. If you think of, we're so used to recordings that we tend to forget what the world was like before they appeared. The durable arts were the ones that people knew about, you know, paintings and sculptures endured. Music didn't endure. So for anyone living 100 years ago, their total knowledge of music was really what they would actually hear perform. Now, that means that in 1 week of listening, I could hear more Beethoven, for instance, than even an avid Beethoven listener would hear in his whole lifetime.
That was, of course, Brian Eno talking in a documentary that was filmed sometime in the 80s. I'm not sure, on a San Francisco video artist show. Yes, and he managed to say some quite interesting things there, I think you might agree.
About tape.
About tapes.
A good thing about tape, if your shoe is broken in time and space, you can tape it up.
With some tape. And
in time and space.
That's Brian. He knows how to metaphorize exciting things like shoes into amazing metaphors for the modern world.
Have you got the shoe song?
No, I'll look for it though. Oh. Look for it while we're going to play this next track. I forgot to say before, but if you are listening at home and you wanted to contact us, and
if
you are listening at home and you'd like to contact us with maybe your own Brian Eno inspired track that you'd like us to play, or maybe you'd just like to make a comment, then you can email us at noise@machinemachine.net. That's noise@machinemachine.net. Next up, I'm going to play some John Hassell, who was a huge influence on Brian Eno. I think something of a mentor as well. This is from his album Dream Theory and Malaya, which is named after a very famous essay, anthropological essay, which you should try and track down if you have time. Dream Theory and Malaya, it's interesting. It's about a tribe that uses dreams as a sort of method of changing their waking lives, and it's interesting. But this is John Hassell, and it's quite noisy. I would suggest that you turn up your stereo to the loudest volume that you can cope with.
You are a believer born again, and yet you have vices in your body. right over there. This is from the bigger house. Okay, do you have a gentleman's spirit within you? You have a spirit of greed. You have a spirit of destruction.
In the morning I'll have fish and a rice cake, at 10 o'clock I'll have fish, at 12 o'clock I'll have fish and a rice cake, at 2 o'clock I'll have fish, at 4 o'clock just before I train I'll have fish and a rice cake, I'll train, I'll have me fish, I'll come home, have some more fish with a rice cake and then have some fish before I go to bed. And then that's it for the day. Just should start shredding the fat. Fat.
That was Brian Eno and David Byrne from their very influential album, My Life in the Bush of Ghosts, which was incidentally released in the same year, 1981, as the John Hassell track which we played before. Isn't that fascinating? Holly's a dynamic guest. She has three noises that she makes, dependent on whether she's bored.
This is one.
If you can't hear that, that was the sound of Holly's chair squeaking, which you might not have picked up on the mic. But yeah, we're here. It's the Brian Eno evening. If you'd like to contact us at noise@machinemachine.net, we'd really like to hear from you. If you're listening to this on podcast, which is possible these days in the magnificent world of internet media, mass communications
pods.
You could even be sat on the bus, you could be at the back of class
on the toilet,
under
the bed,
in someone else's bed that you're not supposed to be in,
You could be eating someone's one of the porridges of the three bears that you're not allowed to be eating.
In the porridge.
Could be in some porridge. If you are in some porridge right now, we'd still like to hear from you. So please contact us. And in the time being, this is a track by a band called Can, who were very influential to Brian. And this is Vitamin C. That was Can with Vitamin C. And next up is Cluster, who I think it might have been just after this album, this is 1974, and went on to work with Brian Eno on their album, which was just called Cluster Eno. This is Caramel by Cluster. Thank you. That was Venetian Snares, which followed Cluster. Very different artists from completely different eras, but I think you can hear the inspired Brian Eno ambient sound that runs through the both of them. I'm going to play Another Green World now, Holly. What do you think of that?
No, you can play the album, not the song.
Yeah, it's called Another Green World from the album Another Green World.
Oh, that's so confusing.
This, of course, is the track that is used as the theme tune for Arena, the television show,
Tina
Arena, which is on tonight. Another Green World. We're almost done here at Machine Machine. Only a couple more tracks.
That's a quick one.
It's a quick one, that, isn't it? I think I'm going to play some Fela Kuti, who is a very influential musician from the African continent and was very influential to a lot of the sound of the funk jazz that came out of the 70s, but also to artists like Brian Eno, who weren't working within traditional rhythmic structures, Western rhythmic structures of pop music, and tried to break out of that. Fela Kuti was very, very influential, who managed to fuse some of the tribal rhythmic tones, sounds, which weren't so rigid with some of the funkiness that had come from the American continent. Isn't that interesting? It's complete nonsense, but it's interesting.
Well, that was really good what you just said.
Here, this is Fela Kuti, My Lady Frustration. Felicity plays out this week's edition of Machine Machine. I'd like to say goodbye. This is goodbye from me. a goodbye from Holly.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye. See ya.
One more time.
Welcome to the mixtape. How are you doing, Dalton? Yeah, there's a new show that we're just starting. The idea is we're going to be reliving a nostalgic passion for the taking vinyl junkie. To provide a relief from horrible, disgusting program radio. Thing you normally hear, great songs like, you know, Led Zeppelin's Black Dog and stuff, yeah, like that, yeah. Or Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, yeah. You know, just over and over again, and that's really cool when you're at 14, but you know, you need to move on from it, so
it's kind of the same thing over and over,
yeah. It just ends up driving you absolutely crazy. The worst thing I found out as well, apparently, is that Alice Cooper's show, he does over here. But the idea is that everything he does is pre-recorded, mm-hmm. and he makes sure he doesn't say anything about the time allocated or any advertisements or what he's working for, mm-hmm. and then they just take all the tapes and then they just use them in the UK. And then they just drop it. It's just disgusting. You just think, oh my God, what's wrong with radio these days?